Hello.
Hi, I'm Oscar from Minnesota Opinion Service, and we are conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you just a few questions about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call, so let me ask you, what is your zip code?
55411.
All right, now let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
1986.
Got it. And what is your race?
Black.
Got it. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age 18?
Yes.
Understood. Now, let me ask you, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
Got it. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Got it. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Got it. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Understood. Now, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Better.
Somewhat better or?
Somewhat better.
Got it. Ma'am, before we continue, I would like to say thank you very much for the time that you're taking to talk about that with me. I really appreciate your help on this. Right now, we are on a 40% completion of the survey, so thank you so much for that. Now, let me ask you, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? I have a listing here, so please select the top three issues most important to you. The first one is criminal justice and police reform, rising cost of living, affordable quality housing, public safety, including gun violence, access to good jobs, access to the quality education, reproductive or maternal health, protecting and expanding voting rights, reducing racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, affordable quality healthcare, or none of the above?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the underlying question?
Sure. What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today?
And did you want to know all, or did I need to select one?
You can select three of those if you want.
Okay, so I would say public safety, mm-hmm. access to education.
Okay.
And I wouldn't choose a third from among those, so I would just say those two.
Okay, got it. Now, what initiatives will you make you feel safe in your community? Once again, you can select up to three initiatives out of the list that I have here. The one is increased gun control statewide, community lead violence prevention initiatives, alternative first responders to all police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increased policy presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, or decreased police presence.
Gun control, definitely.
I'm sorry?
Gun control, definitely.
Okay.
That's it.
Got it. And what aspects of public safety do you believe we are working well in your community? I have a listing here, so you can select up to three of those. Rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, law reinforcement programs, gun control measures, emergency response services, neighborhood watch initiatives, juvenile justice programs, community engagement and cooperation, support for victims of crime, drug and substance abuse prevention, mental health support services.
I don't think they're doing any of those things well.
Understood. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work in your community? Cultural-specific community healing practices, increase in civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, reducing traffic stop for non-emergency violations, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, diversifying police ranks of funding to support families of victims of community and police violence.
I believe that using social workers to respond to crises can help.
Okay.
And additional police oversight would be helpful too.
Okay, got it. Right now we are halfway of the survey, ma'am, so thank you so much for all your responses. We are about to end it up this. So now, what aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? The special education programs access to educational resources, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, quality of teachers, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, school safety and security, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, access to technology, parental involvement and support, diversity of teachers, Black-centered curriculum, or any of those?
None?
Okay. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for kindergarten 12 students in our community.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Got it. And which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health care of students in your community? You can select top three of the list that I have here. Mentorship programs, welcoming counseling centers at school, access to culturally affirming curriculum, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, suicide intervention programs, access to quality after-school programs, promoting mental health literacy for student teachers and caretakers, or something not listening here, or none of the above?
Mentorship, improved curriculum, and access to after-school programs.
Got it. Now, I have a definition here for the term of restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflict, harm, and wrongdoing, that focuses on repairing the harm caused to an individual and the community. Rather than solely punishing the offender, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools?
Support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Got it. Now, school resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in a school setting. Do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
And do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as choke holds on students?
Strongly opposed.
Got it. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Got it. Now, which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? You can select up to two options that will help the most. More opportunities to promotion and raises, ability to build an investment portfolio, help starting or maintaining a business, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, help acquiring valuable job skills, debt reduction, or support building a strong professional network, or none of the above?
Debt reduction and strong professional network.
Got it. And now, which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? You can select up to two options here. Universal basic income, universal healthcare, subsidizing public transportation, increased rental assistance programs, increased income-based housing programs, increased food assistance programs, increased home ownership programs, or increase statewide subsidized housing?
None?
Got it. And which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Affordable housing options, neighborhoods who look like me, safe and secure surroundings, friendly and supportive neighborhoods, walkability, employment opportunities nearby, access to parks or natural spaces, convenient public transportation option, access to good schools, or none of the above?
Safe communities and people who look like me.
Okay, got it. Right now we are about to end it up this, ma'am. So the following questions that I have is just a few of them, of those. Now, which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Building more middle and low income housing, repurposing unused or abandoned land or building of affordable housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, making house more energy efficient to save on utilities, teaching people about the ownership, home ownership, sorry, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of the above? Got it. All right. Right now, I just have a few questions just for statistical purposes. So let me ask you, are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Got it. And including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Six.
Six. Got it. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
And were you born in the United States or another country?
The United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Both of them or just one?
Both.
Both? Got it. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote at that time?
Biden.
Biden, got it. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Urban.
All right. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. I have here less than 24,000, between 25 and 34,000, between 35 and 44,000, in between 45 and 54,000, between 55 and 64,000, in between 65 and 74,000, between 75 to 84,000, between 85 to 99,000, between 100,000 to 249,000, or more than 250,000?
Between 1 and 249,000.
All right. Ma'am, thank you very much for all your time. That completes our survey today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.